Had the same feeling of frustration this morning, after watching the film last night and again today. We don't like where we are. We own that. And this, we know right now we're staring at as big a test of our mental toughness that we'll face. But that doesn't change how we have to approach things. We preach control the controllables, and I think that's certainly appropriate as the negativity continues to mount. And we're going to, I said it before, we're going to use this stretch as a source of strength. And we're not going to let this define us, destroy us. We're going to use this to get stronger. We're going to look back on it, and use the knowledge that we gain. But it is a tough time for us. I mean, that losing is, the worst feeling, and especially when you know that, you're letting others down. People that, spend their money to come see us play, our fans. Not just in this area, but all over, and that weighs heavy on us. But we're going to do our best. We're going to stay positive, stay together. When you look at the tape, and people want to talk about effort, it's easy for a coach when you talk about what do we have that's tangible. We talk about whether it's effort, focus starting to decline, and we grade that on the tape. And when the loafs start to go up, and the mental errors start to go up. Those are the indicators that things are sliding, and we didn't see that. Unfortunately, we obviously made mistakes in the game. Unfortunately, a lot of our mistakes came at crucial times. You can't do that against a team as talented as the Bengals. So at this point, I'm not prepared to name a starting quarterback for Sunday yet. I've had preliminary discussions. I know there's reports out there, or as early as last night, that had a decision being made. That's not the case. So it's, I can speak, for Flip and for Kevin and I that we've had preliminary talk, and I have a couple meetings scheduled right after this one. But I haven't spoken to the quarterbacks yet. That's where we are with it. On the injury front, Betonio's ankle is a new injury. He's going to miss some time, so I'm not sure if that'll more than likely an IR move. Travis's shoulders right now looks like it'll be a day-to-day thing. We'll see how he progresses through the week. Malcolm Johnson, the groin injury, still waiting to hear back on that. That one could be. That one could be severe. The good news on Marlon Moore's x-rays, they were negative. So that's something that he's one of the toughest guys we have on the team. I'll be surprised if he doesn't find a way to be back out there. And as far as our concussion guys, Gabriel, Hayden, Hawkins, Gilbert, all remain in the protocol. I'll open it up.
What's the holdup on the quarterback issue?
Holdup?
Yesterday you said you'd name a quarterback tomorrow, on Monday.
Yeah, the meetings that we have are typically at night. So I don't think we've done a quarterback move on a Monday morning. Monday morning is usually designed to look back, grade the film. We have meetings with the players. They're in the building. They lift. We don't move on. We don't flip the switch and move on to next week until later. So we have a staff meeting at 11 a.m. on a typical week, but that's to review the game, position by position, player by player, kind of let that soak in, and then later in the day circle back. We'll get the injury report in that meeting as well, so kind of know preliminarily what are some of the moves we have to make, but those discussions in a normal situation, which that's how we're treating this one, typically don't occur till later today.
So you might later tonight, or would you announce it tomorrow morning, or not even wait till Wednesday?
No, we're not going to wait till Wednesday. More than likely tomorrow at some point. We'll get a chance. The quarterbacks always come in the building on Tuesday, so Like to get a chance to sit down with each with the guys and individually and as a group. That's how we've handled it before.
Just to follow up on that, did Travis, did Austin Davis, do enough to earn another start, whether or not you make him a starter or not?
Yeah, Austin did some good things. It's tough when you just look at the final output. You see that we only scored 3 points, but you guys probably get sick of hearing me saying it, but the quarterback play is truly a function of the guys around them. Did we play exceptionally well around them? No, we didn't. Now, some of that was a result of things they were doing, and some of that was self-inflicted. But I thought he was poised. He was confident. I thought he had a good feel for the plan. He made some good throws, and he had some that he wished he had back. But overall, even going this entire season, not just yesterday, we talk about our issues that it's quarterback play has not been a major problem for us this year.
Last year that you started the season with is it reaching a point where you don't have the horses right now to get done what you want to accomplish on the football field?
No, these guys are that's we're charged as coaches, the guys that are our backups to get them prepared to play and play. A good friend of mine in the business is every once in a while you constantly remind him when you start to lament about, oh, well, we don't have this and we don't have that. And he's like, hey, you can't win with players you don't have. I'm not going to sit here and just be like, throw up the white flag and just say, hey, we're not good enough. That's not what this business is about. It's next man up. You coach your guys to the best of your ability. And I know we have playing a lot of young guys out there, while short term there's certainly growing pains. Looking at it, you hope that's going to pay dividends for you in the long run, where you get guys real game experience and they learn to grow up quick. So just look at our guys that the concussion protocol guys we out there. We didn't think we'd never have that rack of players not playing for us. But that's the National Football League. It's very rarely do things ever go according to plan. And the better staffs, the better teams are the ones that can withstand those changes and still find a way to function. We haven't been able to do that.
From a couple weeks ago factor into this week's quarterback decision, or is it enough time passed where that won't be considered?
When we talk about that, we hit the reset button and throw everything on the table, so it'll all be discussed.
Do you think Johnny's gotten the point of the demotion?
I hope so. That's a better question for him, but we hope so.
I would assume in order for you to go back to him, you would have to have seen positive signs from him in the last couple of weeks. Have you seen what you needed to see?
Yeah, and as I've talked about before, when he's in the building, it's that hasn't been an issue. I just know the nature of that quarterback room. The way they hold each other accountable and how Kevin runs it and flips in there a lot too. Those guys work and prepare and help each other. So he was on point this week in his role.
I think people think about you need 4 games to evaluate him moving forward. Why not go back to him?
No, that'll be part of the debate. I don't want to get into the specifics of it, but I don't want to sit here and throw out hypotheticals. Why would we? Why wouldn't we? Yes. Yes. I think it's everything you said. It's everything you said. When you have injuries, now all of a sudden a guy that you're slotted to be a you know, whose ideal role is as a three or a four, now all of a sudden is thrust in a role to be a two. A guy who's a two now all of a sudden has to be your one. And just the ripple effect that has now, because that also has an effect now on special teams as well. So, no, it's you know, when things like this happen, it's rare that it's any one thing. If it's any one thing, that's easily fixed and you move on from it and there's improvement there. But it's a lot of little things. It's a lot of little things, and it's some big things as well. So and coaching's a part of it. I'm not going to sit up here and say that, you know, as a staff and as the head coach, I'm certainly, you know, culpable and defensive staff wise too. Those guys know it. But there's, you know, for people to question, you know, the want to and the passion to get it fixed. We're upset with it. Now maybe I don't show it outwardly. That's not my personality. I don't know whether people want me to start flipping out on the sideline. I did break one headset this year. I did that in St. Louis, but I guess the TV cameras didn't catch it. But you did see it. I'm more likely to do that behind the scenes when it calls for it. But we know what it's supposed to look like. And it's frustrating for a variety of reasons why we can't get it there. But as I said before, we have a plan to get it fixed. You know, that plan's based on simple things: passion, hard work, rolling up our sleeves, and we're going to use this time. We're going to use this time to find out who's in with us to get that fixed, and who potentially isn't.
When you said Johnny, when he's in the building, that's not an issue. Can you say since he's been demoted, has he made every meeting?
I saw a report. I don't know if it was yours that he was late. Yeah, That is not the case. What's that?
Nothing like that is going to be discussed on the table tonight.
How he's been in the building? Sure. Well, like I said, we take it all into account, all of it. Did he miss a lift? Our guys have flexible lift times, so if that they can arrange through Coach Ricci that's not hard and fast, they have to be there. So we have times available when they can make it up. But, I mean, if one guy maybe saw him not at his prescribed lift time, and our guys miss and make it up, and sometimes they'll come in early, they'll stay late. We have flexibility as far as when they can. It's just by the end of the week they have to get their lifts in. Sorry, go ahead, Pat. Again, just quarterback isn't the only position that will be discussed.
After four more starts, do you think that you guys would have a really good handle on what you have in Johnny Manziel?
Sure. Now it depends on how those games go. I mean, we have to make sure that we support our quarterback, as I mentioned earlier in this press conference, that we got to be playing well around our quarterback. But no, we'll. You know, four games is, I mean, it's a quarter of a season, man. That's a good chunk of time. I think we already have a sense of where he is from a football standpoint, that he's done some good things and he showed progress from a year ago. That's been encouraging. We'll see how it plays out.
With two healthy receivers scratched, I know you gave your reasons for him yesterday after the game. Beyer was only here 3 days, and you needed that other spot for Don Jones. Is there any indication that those two guys will be active going into this week as a result of lack of depth at receiver?
Sure. Very well could be. Both. Could be. Well, as we put the plan together, and we just figure out there's still just some of the injury stuff. The information that we have, and the you know, guys in the concussion protocol, there's a chance. I mean, you can't say that they're out this week. There's a chance. So at this point, it's just the roster. Who's up? Who's down? Is still a little bit too fluid to say who in that receiving room is going to be up.
Hey, Mike, we talked to Brian Hartline earlier in the locker room, and I'll quote him exactly. He said,
you know, come January 3rd, it's your last game. I'm sure there's a handful of free agents that want to stay healthy. Do you detect anything like that? That some of your guys are thinking that, hey, the season's almost over, I don't want to get hurt?
Well, I just think that's, maybe that's just, that's human nature. I mean, I don't think, there's no player at any point that wants to get hurt. My indication on that is or the biggest test of it is you watch the film, and I don't see it. I mean, a good example is Alex Mack. Here's a guy that we all know has the opt out in his contract and go to the market. Watch his effort. Especially on balls get thrown down the field and he's sprinting 20 yards to go try to make a block on somebody. I don't see it. I mean, here's Gary Barnage is up and this is a guy that wanted to get back in the game and I already talked to him today. He's going to fight like heck to roll the ankle and we don't think it's serious, but it's nothing that's going to keep him from playing. Well, I think it begins with a detailed evaluation of everything we do, because I think the knee-jerk reaction when things don't go well, and I've said this before, is that everything's wrong. That we have to be we got to figure out what are the exact problems first. It's hard to fix something when you haven't pinpointed it exactly. And the references you made to the defense before, how much of it is coaching? How much of it is scheme? How much of it is the technique part of it? How much of it is personnel? Those are all things that get factored into it. But we have to be very accurate in identifying, here's what we're doing well, here's what we're not doing well. So and we have to be brutally honest with ourselves and brutally honest, not just looking in the mirror, but like I said, to other parts of the building as well. Because the one thing, if you're going to be successful, your building has to be unified. And that's a big part of it. So that's where the plan starts. And that to me, hopefully, will drive what changes need to be made. Because you don't want to, sometimes you fall into the trap of, well, let's just make change. Let's change for the sake of change. Well, let's make damn sure the changes we're making are the right ones that are going to get this ship turned and headed in the right direction. It's hard to be at this point. I just think it's human nature. When things don't go well, I think everybody has a tendency to kind of bunker in and get into that mode of, like I said, when things aren't going well. But I think we all want what's best for the Cleveland Browns. I think we all have ideas on how to get it done, and we need to be collaborative, and we need to make sure that we're picking the best ideas and pushing those agendas moving forward. So I can't sit here and say absolutely we're all on board 100%. No, that's not reality, because when things don't go well, everybody has their opinions and their reasons why. But it's going to come down to a brutal self-assessment and to be able to have the strength to make tough decisions and trust them and move forward.
Good. But just, I mean, that kind of follows almost.
Come on, Jeff. You said one more.
That kind of almost follows into what Brian Hartline said about free agents are thinking about. And I accept what you said about Barnage.
No, I get that too, but also understand that put yourself in the shoes of hypothetical free agent that is now a month away from getting to the open market. Who now? What is he? Sure, he's a Cleveland Brown, but he's also the CEO of himself. He represents him and his family first. This happens at every team, no matter what. So I don't think this is anything that's new to our situation. There are teams that are having tough seasons and have guys that come up. But it comes down to the character of the player. Does he have the result? Those are choices that he has to make. But I don't see our guys turning down contact or pulling up short or for whatever reason because I'm potentially a free agent. I mean, that's easy to throw out there, but it's until I see real examples of it, it's something it's there and it's there with every team. You mean something gets said and the media is going to take it and portray it the worst possible way? No, I'm not familiar with that at all.
Did you just address whether you feel anything? Just for to get on the record, do you feel any tension, disagreement with your GM, with your team president, with your owner?
When you have the record that we have, if there's not tension in the building, there's a problem. I mean, that's what losing does to you. When you're paid to be successful, when you're paid to win in a bottom line business and we're not, of course there's going to be tension. I mean, when you have passionate, competitive people that want to get it done right and it's not, it's part of it. And we have to make sure that we stay very clear-headed with it and it doesn't, you know, that like I said before, it goes back to an accurate assessment of what are our problems. I said it yesterday. If you got a problem with your heart, you don't perform a lobotomy. So you got to make sure that we identify what the exact problems are and get them fixed.